الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهدي الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا وسندنا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا ومطاعنا محمدًا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الذين قالوا ربنا الله ثم استقاموا تتنزل عليهم الملائكة ألا تخافوا ولا تحزنوا وأبشروا بالجنة التي كنتم توعدون أولياؤكم في الحياة الدنيا وفي الآخرة ولكم فيها ما تشتهي أنفسكم ولكم فيها ما تدعون نزلا من غفور رحيم صدق الله العظيم. My dear respected brothers and elders, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has chosen us, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has selected us. Huwa jtabakum. Allah has chosen us, Allah selected us, and made us Muslims. And made us from the ummah of Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is a very great ni'mah. This is a very great favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon us. The Anbiya alayhimu salam of the past, they were given this kalima, but their family members, not all of them were given this iman. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about this in the Quran, and Allah says, وَنَادَى نُوحٌ إِبْنَهُ وَكَانَ فِي مَعْزِلِي يَا بُنَيَّ ارْكَمْ مَعْنَا وَلَا تَكُمْ مَعَ الْكَافِرِينَ. Nuh alayhi salam addressing his son, O my son, irkab ma'ana, come with us onto the ark. Wakana fi ma'zil, and he was outside the ark. He was separated. He was not with his father. Irkab ma'ana, come onto the boat. Ride along with us. وَلَا تَكُمْ مَعَ الْكَافِرِينَ, and don't be from those who are disbelievers. So what his son says, سَآوِي إِلَى جَبَلِي يَعْصِمُنِي مِنَ الْمَاءِ, soon I will take protection on the mountain and it will protect me from the floods and from the waters. So Nuh alayhi salam says to his son, لَا عَاصِمَ الْيَوْمِ مِنْ أَمْرِ اللَّهِ إِلَّا مَنْ رَحِمْ. Today there is no protector for anyone except that person who Allah has mercy upon. And Allah had mercy on those people who boarded the ark. So the son of Nabi Nuh alayhi salam, Allah did not select him. Allah did not choose him. Allah did not grant him iman. When Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's grandfather passed away at the age of 8, then his uncle Abu Talib took care of him sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And when Nabi alayhi salam received Nubuwa, then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam invited his uncle towards his risalat. Nabi alayhi salam told his uncle, Abu Talib, say this kalima la ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah once. He refused. Then Allah revealed this ayah, innaka la tahdi man ahbabta, walakin Allah yahdi man yasha. Verily you, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, cannot give guidance and hidayah to ever who you wish. Rather, Allah gives hidayat, Allah guides whoever He wishes. So this iman and this kalima la ilaha illallah, which Allah has blessed us with, we are not asked to make the ultimate sacrifice. We have to make a small sacrifice. And what is this sacrifice? Is that we bring the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in our lives. We bring the obedience of Allah in our lives. We bring every sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in our lives. The people of the past, they had given the ultimate sacrifice. It is mentioned that the servant of Musa alayhi salam, one day she was taking care of the daughter of Fir'aun, the princess. And whilst combing her hair, her comb falls on the floor. She bends down, the servant bends down and says, Bismillah, and picks up the comb. So the daughter asked the servant, that, what did you say? She said, I have taken the name of that being who created your father and granted your father kingdom. So the daughter, the princess, immediately reports to Fir'aun. Fir'aun summons the servant and says to the servant that I will punish you if you do not leave and remove this iman from your heart. If you don't renounce this iman, then I will kill you. I will torture you. So the iman of the servant spoke. For all this time, my iman was concealed. She says, do what you want. I will not renounce my iman. So Fir'aun takes her and throws embers on her, nails her, takes a child and throws the child into the furnace. The child speaks from the fire and says, oh my beloved mother, hold firm on your iman. Do not renounce your iman. The mother is taken and also thrown into the fire. So the people of the past, this waliya, this friend of Allah, she had given the ultimate sacrifice. We are not asked to give the ultimate sacrifice. Rather, this iman that we have in our hearts, from the time we are small, then when we entered maktab, we read this kalima, the yaqeen of this kalima, the conviction of this kalima, the reality of this kalima has to enter our hearts. إِنَّ الْإِيمَانَ لَيَخْلُقُ فِي جَوْفِ أَحَدِكُمْ كَمَا يَخْلُقُ الثَّوْبُ الْخَلِقِ. This iman in our hearts, it becomes tattered and torn, it becomes worn out, like how clothes become worn out and tattered. The Arabs that lived in the time of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they were regarded to be the worst of people. All types of people passed them, the superpowers of that time, the Persians and the Romans, but could not change the lives of the Arabs. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had sent Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with this kalima. And when Sahaba radiallahu anhum read this kalima, Allah was pleased with them and they were pleased with Allah. How to strengthen our iman? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's entire life is an example for us to strengthen our iman, to increase our iman, to link our iman, to link ourselves with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addressed Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ya ayyuhal muddathir, qum fa'anzir, wa rabbaka fakabbir. Oh, the one wrapped up in a shawl, in a cloth, stand and warn the people, wa rabbaka fakabbir, and talk about the greatness of Allah. Speak about Allah. Today we have forgotten Allah, so to speak about Allah has become difficult. If a match is taking place, a match is only 90 minutes, but weeks before that, we become big analysts. We speak about the match, we speak about the game. Why is the game is taking place, and after that also, for days on, we can speak about this game. Why? Because the reality, the love of those things have entered our hearts. Today we have to speak about Allah so much that nothing affects us except Allah. Allah introduces Himself in the Quran. Allah is that being, Allahu allazi khalaqa as-samawati wal-arda wa ma baynahuma. Allah is that being who created the skies and the earth and whatever is between it. خَلَقَ اللَّيْلَ وَالنَّهَارَ وَالشَّمْسَ وَالْقَمَرَ وَالنُّجُومَ. Allah is that being who created the skies and the earth. Allah created day and night. Allah created the sun and the moon and the stars. خَلَقَ الْإِنسَانَ مِن نُطْفَةٍ. Allah is that being who created insan from a drop of fluid. وَالْأَنْعَامَ خَلَقَهَا. Allah is that being who created all the livestock, the goats, the sheep, the cattle. In the time of the Qurbani now, more than 500 sheep are only slaughtered in Spingo Beach. The entire Durban, the entire South Africa, the entire world. How many animals are slaughtered for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? All these animals created by Allah. وَالْخَيْلَ وَالْبِغَالَ وَالْحَمِيرُ. Allah is that being who created the horses, the mules and the donkeys. وَاللَّهُ خَلَقَ كُلَّ دَابَّةٍ مِّمَّا. Allah is that being who created every living creature from water. فَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ يَمْشِي عَلَى بَطْنِهِ وَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ يَمْشِي عَلَى رِجْلَيْنِ وَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ يَمْشِي عَلَى أَرْبَعٍ. Some of Allah's creation walk on their stomachs. Snakes, snails. Some of Allah's creation walk on two legs. Insan, human beings. And some of Allah's creation walk on four legs, goats, sheep, etc. يَخْلُقُ اللَّهُ مَا يَشَى. Allah is that being who creates whatever He wishes. Allah brings an example in the Quran. يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسُ ضُرِبَ مَثَلٌ فَاسْتَمِعُوا لَهُ إِنَّ الَّذِينَ تَدْعُونَ مِن دُونِ اللَّهِ لَنْ يَخْلُقُوا ذبابا ولو اجتمعوا له. Allah talking about the people of the past who used to worship the idols. Today we are worshiping everyone else besides Allah. We have yaqeen and conviction that the people of the world are doing, the scientists and the doctors and the influential people are doing. No, they cannot do anything. Allah says, bring all of these people. And gather them on one side and tell them to create a fly. They will never able to create a fly. وَإِن يَسْلُبُهُمُ الذُّبَابُ شَيْئًا لَا يَسْتَنْقِذُهُ مِنْ. And if the fly is to take anything away from them, they will never be able to take it back from that flight. ضعف الطالب والمطلوب. So daily we have to talk about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so that the reality of this kalima, the reality of the greatness of Allah enters our hearts. Who is Allah? In أخذ الله سمعكم وأبصاركم وختم على قلوبكم من إله غير الله يأتيكم به. If Allah is to take away our hearing, if Allah is to take away our eyesight, and Allah has to put has to conceal our hearts, is there anyone besides Allah who is going to give us back our eyesight? Is there anyone besides Allah who is going to give us our hearing? Is there anyone else besides Allah who is going to remove that concealment, that closure of our hearts? قُلْ أَرَأَيْتُمْ إِنَ غَزَلْ إِنْ جَعَلَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْكُمُ اللَّيْلَ سَرْمَدًا إِلَى يَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ مَنْ إِلَهٌ غَيْرُ اللَّهِ يَأْتِيكُمْ بِضِيَاءٍ. If Allah has to cause nightfall forever and forever, is there anyone besides Allah who's going to bring day for us? And if Allah has to cause daylight forever and forever, is there anyone besides Allah? Is there anyone besides Allah who's going to bring night? Once, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was sitting with Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhuma. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to him, Inni ya ghulam, O my son, Inni u'allimuka kalimat. I want to teach you a few words. I want to teach you a few things. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is building the iman of this youngster. He's teaching him that your connection must be with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him, احفظ الله يحفظك. Protect the deen of Allah, Allah will protect you. That means protect the commands of Allah. Bring the commands of Allah in your life. Today, the amount of disobedience in our life that we have forgotten to obey Allah. That is why the conditions around us, then we cry and we complain to each other. That this is a condition. Why? Because the commands of Allah are not in our lives. So what Nabi alayhi salam is saying, احفظ الله يحفظك احفظ الله تجده تجاهك. Protect the deen of Allah, you will find the help of Allah. Today every one of us are crying for the help of Allah. Allah is saying, bring the commands of Allah in your life, Allah's help will be with you. The youngsters before, maybe 10 years ago, you see a youngster in the masjid, normally you don't see him in the masjid, but you see him after June, July, August, September, end of the year, you see him. So he says, no, Mulana, I'm in the masjid because I'm in matric this year. I need to work hard. So in the masjid, no, I make dua, try and read salah. I'm talking about 10 years ago, 15 years ago. So at that time also, people had this consciousness that if I do the work of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I will make Allah happy, Allah will help me. Then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, وَإِذَا سَأَلْتَ فَاسْأَلِ اللَّهِ. When you ask, ask only from Allah. وَإِذَا اسْتَعَنْتَ فَاسْتَعِنْ بِاللَّهِ. And if you require assistance, then ask only help from Allah. وَعْلَمْ أَنَّ الْأُمَّةِ لَوِ اجْتَمَعَتْ عَلَىٰ أَنْ يَنْفَعُوكَ بِشَيْءٍ لَمْ يَنْفَعُوكَ بِشَيْءٍ إِلَّا قَدْ كَتَبَ اللَّهُ لَكَ. That if the entire ummah gets together to benefit you, they cannot benefit you except that which Allah wishes. And if the entire ummah gets together to harm you, they cannot harm you except that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wishes. To learn Iman, we have to talk about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Daily we have to talk about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And to bring the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in our lives, we have to follow the lifestyle of Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. مَنْ يُطِعِ الرَّسُولَ فَقَدْ أَطَاعَ اللَّهِ The one who follows Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then indeed he has obeyed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In another ayah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, if you claim to love Allah, then follow Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah will forgive you. يُحْبِبْكُمُ اللَّهِ وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبَكُمْ Allah will love you, and Allah will forgive your sins. The hadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, من أحب سنتي فقد أحبني ومن أحبني كان معي في الجنة. The one who loves my sunnah, that indeed he has loved me. ومن أحبني, and whoever loves me will be with me in Jannah. Today we love everyone else besides Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Our role model has to be Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Every aspect of our lives has to be in accordance to what Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam showed us and told us. It is mentioned of Ibn Umar radiallahu anhuma that he used to travel from Makkah Mukarrama to Medina Munawwara. And whenever he used to travel, he used to take rest under a certain tree. So his companions asked him, that why do you take rest under this tree? He says, that so long as I'm alive, I will take rest under this tree because I had seen my beloved Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taking rest under this tree. So I will also take rest under this tree. It is mentioned from his students that so long as he was alive, he took it his responsibility to water this tree so that he could take rest under this tree. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in the Quran the incident of two people in the time of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Uqba bin Abi Mu'ayt and Ubay bin Khalaf. Ubay bin Khalaf and Uqba bin Mu'ayt were best friends. Uqba bin Abi Mu'ayt used to frequent the majlis of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So one day, after returning from a journey, he comes to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and he says to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I've prepared a feast, so take part in my feast, in my meals. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam comes and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sits down on the dasar khan on the sufra, and then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tells him, I will only partake of your meals if you bring iman on Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He accepted. After a few days, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this person comes back and he spits on Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and he says to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I don't bring iman upon you. And this happened because his friend Ubay bin Khalaf, when he had come to his friend Uqba bin Abi Mu'ayt and he heard that he accepted Islam, he was very upset. He told him that the only time I will befriend you and I will become your friend again is when you will leave the fold of Islam and you will go and spit on the face of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This foolish person, Uqba bin Abi Mu'ayt, he goes and he does this. It is mentioned, the commentators of the Quran mention, The disput went back onto his face and burnt his face. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about this person. وَيَوْمَ يَعُدُّ الظَّالِمُ عَلَىٰ يَدَيْهِ يَقُولُ يَا لَيْتَنِ اتَّخَذْتُ مَعَ الرَّسُولِ سَبِيلًا. On the day of Qiyamah, he will be biting on his fingers. His entire hand, he'll be eating his hand. And he will be saying to himself, that if only I had taken Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as my friend. يَا وَيْلَتَا لَيْتَنِي لَمْ أَتَّخِذْ فُلَانًا خَلِيلًا. Why I had taken this person as my friend? Woe unto me, destruction upon me. Today, this is our condition. When a certain person, he may be not be my friend, but because I have some relationship with him, because he's a pop star, or he's a soccer star, or he has some status in society, or he's an influencer, or whatever he is. So he has a certain type of hairstyle. So I must also have that type of hairstyle. He walks in a certain way, so I must also walk in a certain way. He dresses up in a certain way, so I must also dress up in a certain way. No, on the day of Qiyamah, we will regret why we have followed those people. They are taking us to the fire of Jahannam. And the effort of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam was what? That how can each and every person be saved from the fire of Jahannam and entered into Jannah? How can every person bring iman in Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam? How can each and every person be successful in this world? And how can every person be successful in the Akhirah? Our effort in this world is to make an effort for the Akhirah. الدُّنْيَا خُلِقَتْ لَكُمْ وَأَنْتُمْ خُلِقْتُمْ لِلْآخِرَةِ. This dunya in this world is created for us, and we have been created for Akhirah. Jannat, which is forever and forever. أَعْدَدْتُ لِعْبَادِيَ الصَّالِحِينَ مَا لَا عَيْنٌ رَأَتْ وَلَا أُذُنٌ سَمِعَتْ. Allah has prepared such a jannat for us. Allah mentions in a hadith Qudsi, I have prepared for my servants such a jannat which no eye has seen, no ear has heard of, and has not crossed the heart and mind of any person. What is jannat? عرضها كعرض السماء والأرض. The width of jannat is like the skies and the earth, between the skies and the earth. إن في الجنة مئة درجة. In Jannah, there is 100 stages. مَا بَيْنَ دَرَجَيْنِ كَمَا بَيْنَ السَّمَاءِ وَالْأَرْضِ. Between each Jannah is like the distance between the earth and the sky. مَثَلُ الْجَنَّةِ الَّتِي وَعِدَ الْمُتَّقُونَ. Every Jannah will have rivers flowing beneath it. فِيهَا أَنْهَارٌ مِّن مَاءٍ غَيْرِ آسٍ. Rivers of water, such water which does not become najis, impure, which do not become dirty. Fiha anharum min labanin lam yataghayyar ta'mu. Rivers of milk, such milk which does not have expiry date, does not go off. Fiha anharum min khamrin ladhdatin lisharibin. Rivers of wine which is easy to drink, which does not intoxicate a person. And on the other hand, that person who drinks wine and liquor in this world, Allah will give him to drink from Tinatul Khabal. And Sahaba asked, what is Tinatul Khabal? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, the pus of the inmates of Jahannam. And today for a youngster to drink wine, to drink alcohol is something which is easy, like water. But if a person protects himself, if he doesn't protect himself, then this is the punishment. And if he protects himself, then Allah has kept the rivers of wine in Jannat for him. فِيهَا أَنْهَارٌ مِّنْ عَسَلٍ مُصَفَّى. Then there are rivers of honey, pure honey, which was not created by bees, but was created with the command of Allah. Allah said it to become into existence, and it came into existence. An announcer will call out in Jannah, إِنَّ لَكُمْ أَن تَصِحُّوا فَلَا تَسْقَمُوا أَبَدًا. Verily you will be healthy in Jannah forever and forever, never to become sick. There's no viruses in Jannah. There's no heart attacks. There's no diseases. There's no doctors. There's no hospitals. وَإِنَّ لَكُمْ أَن تَحْيَوْا فَلَا تَمُوتُوا أَبَدًا. The announcer will say that you will live forever and forever, never to die. Not a 60-year, 70-year life, no. Rather, life forever and forever. خَيْرُ وَأَبْقَى. Better and forever and forever. وَإِنَّ لَكُمْ أَن تَشِبُّوا فَلَا تَهْرَمُوا أَبَدًا. In Jannah, you will never become old. No white hairs. No leg problems. No back problems. Forever. It is mentioned in one hadith that the age of the people of Jannah will be 33 years. Not too old and not too young. They will be given the heart of Ayyub alayhi salam. They will be given the appearance, the beauty of Yusuf alayhi salam. They will be given the akhlaq of Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Then the announcer will say, وَإِنَّ لَكُمْ أَن تَنْعَمُوا فَلَا تَبْأَسُوا أَبَدًا. In Jannah you will enjoy forever and forever comforts and luxuries. Today our toil is for my comfort, it's for my luxuries, it's for my enjoyment. Allah say, the announcer will say, وَإِنَّ لَكُمْ أَن تَنْعَمُوا فَلَا تَبْأَسُوا أَبَدًا. You will enjoy in Jannah. You will not have any difficulties. You will not have any stress. You will not have any difficulties, depression, stress problems, nothing at all. Only enjoyment. إِنَّ أَهْلَ الْجَنَّةِ يَأْكُلُونَ وَيَشْرَبُونَ. The people of Jannah will eat. And the people of Jannah will drink. وَلَا يَطْفِلُونَ وَلَا يَبُولُونَ. There will be no need to blow your nose. There will be no need to go to the toilet. There will be no need to spit. So Sahaba asked, فَمَا بَالُ الطَّعَامُ. What will happen to the food that the Jannati will eat? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, جُشَاحٌ جُشَاءٌ وَرَشْحٌ. That the Jannati will give off, produce a type of burp, and sweat, which will smell better than musk. A place that a whoop keeps in Jannah, will occupy in Jannah, is خَيْرٌ مِّنَ الدُّنْيَا وَمَا فِيهَا, is better than the entire world and whatever it contains. And what else in Jannah? Allah says, أَزْوَاجٌ مُطَهَرَةٌ. For the people of Jannah will be pure wives. Not the wives of this world, but the wives of Jannah. لَمْ يَطْمِسْهُنَّ إِنْسٌ قَبْلَهُمْ وَلَا جَانٌ. No human, no jinn has touched this woman. Allah created this woman from camphor, from amber, from musk, and from saffron. This is such a woman that if she has to bring her one finger in front of the sun, it will outshine the sun. If she has to spit in the oceans, the entire oceans will become sweet. If she has to talk to a dead person, the person will come back to life. If she has to talk to a living person's heart will burst. In Jannah, labinatun min fidda, labinatun min zahab, wa milatuha al-misk. In Jannah, one brick of gold, one brick of silver, the cement is musk. For decorations, Allah will have pearls and rubies. وَتُرُبَتُهَا الزَّعْفَرَانِ. The sand of Jannah will be saffron, the most expensive spice in the world currently. This is a Jannah وَلَكُمْ فِيهَا مَا تَشْتَهِي أَنفُسُكُمْ. Whatever a person desires in Jannah, Allah will give it to him. But on condition that a person, he lived his life in this world according to the commands of Allah. And the way shown to us by Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then this person will be successful not only in this world, but forever and forever this person will be successful. And this will be the Jannah that he will inherit. My dear respected brothers, each and every one of us here, we are going to leave this world. We are going to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. كُلُّ نَفْسٍ ذَائِقَةُ الْمَوْتِ. Every soul shall taste death. Before we meet Allah, we have to make a decision with ourselves that daily I have to make an effort on my iman. I have to make an effort to connect myself back to Allah. Today, days are going past. We have forgotten that my responsibility in this world is to make Allah happy, is to connect myself to Allah. How many of us are performing our salah in the masjid? How many days go by we are not performing salah? We are breaking the commands of Allah on a daily basis. So we have to make a decision. That's why we are sitting here today. We will make mistakes after this, but immediately we'll turn to tawbah. We'll turn back to Allah. We will not persist on our sins. We will not continue on our sins. Rather, we will turn back to Allah immediately. The people of the past, the examples are clear of them. That when they made the intention that they want to turn back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in tawbah and repentance, they made an effort. They didn't stay in their homes. Rather, they moved away. Like that person of Bani Israel. He killed 100 people. But when he made tawbah, he moved away from the place. That is why our elders are telling us that we have to take out time to go out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have to make a decision today. Not only in the path of Allah, I will obey Allah and I will make effort on my iman. At home, when I'm at home, I'm in my shop, I'm in my businesses, I'm in my university, I'm in my school, I will still make effort on my iman. I will make an effort to connect myself to Allah. So for this, my dear respected brothers, we make intention to go out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The holidays are coming. Not only in this holidays, but the holidays that are coming in December. We have to make intention now that I want to go out in the path of Allah so that I can strengthen my iman. I can link myself to Allah. I can bring the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in my life. How can I bring salah in my life? And all these commands of Allah I can bring in my life, in the lives of my family, and each and every person who's living on the face of this earth, and the last person to come to the day of Qiyamah, how can he also be successful? For this, my respected brothers, give our names to go out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Give our names, brothers. Inshallah. Who is ready, inshallah? Stand up 4 months, inshallah. After matric, those brothers in matric, those youngsters in matric, and those, mashallah. Muhammad Badat, inshallah. Yusuf Badat. MashaAllah. Abdul Rahim. MashaAllah. Madari. MashaAllah. Who else, inshallah?